This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Laura Duggan for Hope 103.2. For many of us embarking on an entrepreneurial journey, money is a motivating factor. Thankfully, there are many social entrepreneurs who are willing to pursue the business for the greater good. Daniel Flynn founded Thank You Water, now Thank You, at the age of 19, and almost a decade on now, millions of lives have been changed as a result. Daniel joins us today. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Mate, doing really well. Can you tell us your motivation for creating Thank You?
Yeah, so for me, it began around creating change. And, you know, I'd seen when I was 19 years old, through some research online, just some really shocking statistics around, you know, 4,500 kids dying every day from waterborne disease, through to individual stories of young kids who are just reflecting on the time they've spent collecting water. It could be that water that ends up killing siblings. And I just remember at 19 at uni thinking I'm heading into property development or project management, even studying that at uni. I'm sitting there thinking, gosh, our world still has some huge social issues. And there was just like fire within me going, hey, what if I could be part of helping solve that? Mm. And that began a very interesting journey that's led me to now. But it really began with wanting to be part of solving a problem that shouldn't exist in our world and figuring out how to do that.
As a kid, were you always entrepreneurial in that kind of way? Did it begin with a lemonade stand on the driveway or something?
Yeah, pretty much exactly that. So I was like washing cars from like year three. I was selling Gobstoppers because they were kind of on trend when I was in year one and all the random stuff. And I didn't, it wasn't something I did for money, even though I earned money doing it. It was more, I just thought that's what you do, you know, just sort of how my brain ticked. And I think you combine that passion with seeing a need. And that's where this whole social entrepreneurship space kicked in, because I went, well, what if we could use business and this idea of consumer products to help, you know, change the world? And yeah, so two passions collided.
So this has been up and running now, Thank You, for a decade. What has been one of the most challenging moments in the history of Thank You Water?
Look, I wish there was only one challenging moment. There's just been so many. And, you know, so many highs and lows. And if someone told me how hard it was going to be pre-starting, I may not have got into it. But I think the hardest thing, and really this is a theme throughout the whole journey, is getting big business and big retailers to buy into the idea. So, you know, it is so hard when you go and pitch your heart out. And I remember the first 5 years, we'd pitched to every retailer in the country multiple times. We had one retailer on board at year three, 7-Eleven Australia, and Aussie Post joined us. But after 5 years, we didn't have the national presence. And you're sitting there discouraged going, but, you know, this idea could change the world. All we need you to say is yes. And, you know, I think for me, they were the hardest moments when people just didn't catch the vision. Mm. And it took us doing some really crazy stuff to get them across the line. And, you know, that's kind of become part of our history and our story now.
What's been one of the most memorable of some of those marketing campaigns for you?
Well, I mean, look, it kind of leads perfectly into this particular campaign we ran at year five, which was called the Coles and Woolworths campaign. And it was just a simple video on YouTube, and we'd said, hey, everyone, it had been 5 years and Coles and Woolies weren't up to stocking the water. But we explained that we developed a food range and a body care range. We now had 14 products and we wanted to take it to Coles and Woolies. And we asked people, we said, 2 weeks' time, we have a meeting with them. Can you jump onto their Facebook page and tell them if they stocked a Thank You range that you'd buy it? And that was the pitch of the video, and this thing went viral, and we had people singing and dancing and rapping. it was so much fun. And we even had, my favorite moment was these two pilots who flew helicopters above the head offices of Coles and Woolies, and that they had these huge signs that said, like, thank you for changing the world, in brackets, if you say yes. And it was just such this incredible human groundswell of support that led to the products getting ranged. And today there's 46 on the market, you know, millions of dollars raised and, you know, lives impacted around the world. And I think, you know, that shows that the power of Thank You is in people, all of us getting around a little idea. Mate, change your own.
You think on the issue of clean water for the world's population, that's potentially 600 million people who don't have access to clean drinking water, and that is an insane number to think of. And as an individual, you sit there and go, how could I make a practical difference? And that might be for malaria, medical treatment, health for women all around the world. They're all massive issues. What do you have to say to a person who's sitting there going, man, that's massive, and I don't even know where to start, but I care about it?
Yeah, you know, I think that's kind of where I was sitting, and I actually looked at the numbers, and back in 2008 when we started, it was 900 million people didn't have access to clean water. So it's encouraging that that number comes down year by year because of the work of so many different organizations, and we get to play a small part in that. But I know that feeling of you want to make a change, but you feel hopeless and helpless. What I've discovered, though, in this journey, it's really hit me on trips to the field when I've sat with kids and families and heard their stories, and I've sat there realizing, my goodness, you know, sometimes I think if we haven't helped millions of people, then we've failed. But if everything we've gone through was for this one kid or this mum and dad that I'm speaking with, kind of, it feels in that moment all worth it. And I think my encouragement to people is, like, we have to remember that every one life changed or impacted is so remarkable. There's this statistic that says right now there's 1 billion people living in extreme poverty. And that's a huge number. But another number that's even bigger than that is there's 6 billion people who aren't living in extreme poverty. Now, that's a very simple way to look at it, and, you know, I'm not saying that the simple solution is everyone just needs to help one person, but why I share those two numbers is because it gives this perspective that our world's got big problems, but there's potentially even bigger solutions out there, and I think we all need to start and do something. You know, obviously, we tell people buy thank you products is like this really little entry point, but take it beyond that. What do you want to do with your career? What do you want to do with your life? Because you can make your time, your energy and your resource count and impact others around you.
Mm. Daniel, last question, man. With thank you, obviously you have a lot of plastic products and you're ministering to a really significant need. But the other question that comes up is, with all this extra plastic, what are you doing on the environment and sustainability side of things?
Yeah, well, look, when we started, we began with bottled water. That was our first product. We've moved out kind of from that now. But at the beginning, we said bottled water is probably the dumbest product on the planet, and we still agree with that. It shouldn't exist. It shouldn't exist. It's stupid. But from time to time, it turns out a lot of us do buy it. And so we wanted to offer a chance of change that if you are going to buy a bottle of water, you can choose thank you water. Now, in that process, we aim to be as sustainable as possible. So we've done many different changes to our production and our manufacturing to keep it really with the least impact on the environment as possible. But at the end of the day, it is bottled water. And so we say to people, if you don't buy a bottled water, don't buy thank you water. And most people are a bit freaked out by that. But the reality is the market's big enough. We're trying to offer change. And if we dropped out of the market today, pulled out bottled water sales, unfortunately, the market still exists and it keeps growing. So this is about creating that social change. And, you know, I think being responsible in the process, you know, our products are 100% recyclable and, you know, always looking to make the least impact possible.
Daniel Flynn from Thank You. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.